Heita hola hola ontanga makadiko muri yangu yeZimbabwe tinogamuchira emchirongwa. We welcome you kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Welcome to The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019. Welcome kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Welcome ontanga. Tinogamuchira emchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ini ndini wenyu Mike Hove, mina ontanga igama lami ngu Mike Hove, Zimbabwe muhle. My name is Mike Hove. So ontanga, those that pay attention to our radio, on Sunday kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, I spoke to a gentleman igama lakhe ngu Zenzo Nyoni, ndakataura nomu womfesi anonzi Zenzo Nyoni, who is the founder of the Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. We spoke about schools opening today, we spoke about parents' complaints, we spoke about the teacher strike, and we touched on several different issues. And Nyoni yena, he seemed to emphasize on the fact that we have Vumelana lababalisi who are under the PTUZ and Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Sithi hayi kumele batshengisele bafethu. He feels ukuthi uhulumende kumele he needs to pay them a lot more. So, ontanga, that's part of the conversation that we're looking to tackle. Nasi muchirongwa. However, we're looking at a bigger picture lamhlanje. We're looking at touching on tertiary education. So, lamhlanje, we're talking education, but we're focusing on tertiary education in Zimbabwe. I want to understand, ngifuna ukuxoxa nami, ndodotawara nemi hama zangu, ukuthi sizwe ukuthi njengoba eningi labasakhulayo eZimbabwe, especially those that go to tertiary education system, there's about 30,000 of them that graduate. Isimo somnotho eZimbabwe asivumi ukuthi kube le misebenzi. So a lot of them are going through education system lena and they're coming out with degrees. However, a lot of them, bayakhalala, you've heard the story of the unemployed graduate lapha eStudio 7. Bayakhalala besithi buti Mike, bawobe azvina kumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe, hanzi hakuna mabasa. So I want to hear from you ontanga, njalo our panelists, ukuthi those that go through the education system in Zimbabwe, the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe, how exactly are they planning on using their skills when they come out of that education system? But before I delve deeper into today's topic on Danga, as usual, let's take a look at what we have planned for you in today's program.
Tonight on The Connection.
The progressive teachers here in Zimbabwe, the amalgamated rural teachers union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Ethics Council, we have rejected the MJNC with the contempt of those two bodies, he said. They don't represent the interests of the workers and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their board of discussion.
Innocent Pagadora should not be here. The 23-year-old holds a political science degree from Zimbabwe's top university. Yet because of Zimbabwe's soaring unemployment, here he is. Since graduating in 2015, he spends his time on this corner, selling phones 14 hours a day.
I just got some chocolate for us. Some sweet sweetings. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Sweet
sweetings. Yebo ontanga. +12026192077 is the number to call. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo. Tiripopa WhatsApp zwekare. Saka tumire ma message. +12024650318. So ontanga, vechidiki, pinda emchirongwa, tikurukure, nasi maona uzviri kuitika. Paredio, tirikutepfenyura pamasaisai, anoti 909 medium wave frequency, tiripo zvekare pa 4930, 6080, uyezve pa 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Ku Facebook sikhona emakhasini ethu amathathu, tiripo pa VOA Shona, sikhona ku VOA Ndebele. We are broadcasting live on our Facebook page VOA Studio 7. For those that love the internet, laba bathanda uku streama ebulenjini, vanda kuthefenya lapha internet tiripo pa www.voashona.com, voandebele.com, uyeze pa voastudio7.com. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I shout neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. Also, when a DJ Skyver uti, hey, wa imali yekolo. Hai ingome ya duma ontanga, you should check it out. Also, siyabonga when a DJ Skyver @BigMike3, that's the Twitter and Instagram username. Mwafunu kutisana, kamishlao tawara neni, ndachikurukure ipo. But, ontanga, write your comments, write your numbers, sikona, gu Facebook, msakangano, tukutifinira pa Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, sikona njalo gu VOA Ndebele. If you're joining us right now on Tanga, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. So let's get into today's topic on Tanga. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that on Sunday, I spoke to a gentleman, Ikamalake Zitarake, Zenzonyoni, who is the founder of the Unemployed and Education Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. Unyoni, we spoke about several different things pertaining to the opening of schools, Lamhlanje, and Unyoni is going to be joining us later on in the program as we further the conversation talking about the tertiary education system. Unyoni, he focuses on unemployed youth and he focuses on the education system. So I found Utai Lamhlanje, he should be the perfect man. Utai Ngenewushelo, Akotisane, Lati, Sonka, Kurukure Nesu. Ati mogona upinda omchirongwa mondu za oma onre AU +1 202 619 2077. So earlier on I mentioned uguti yena Unyoni, he's 100%, 150% matter of fact in agreement with Varairizi, those ababalisi, those who are in a protest Lamhlanje, ababalisi who are under Atuz, njalo EPTUZ. Unyoni uti hayi ngempela ababalisi kumele batshengisele, because he feels the pain that they go through. Nxa sebehamba esikolo abanamali, abanye have to struggle just to get to work, kumele bashiyele abantwana ukudla, and so forth and so forth. So we're looking forward to having Unyoni ehlelweni Lamhlanje as we speak more about it. However, Ontanga, I also mentioned ukuthi Lamhlanje kuhlelo, I want to look at something deeper, something bigger than just what the events of today. I want to look at the tertiary education system here to Zimbabwe. I'm looking at focusing on the fact ukuthi liyabona eZimbabwe iZCTU, ihlanganiso yeZCTU, makanzwawo veZCTU, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, reporting kuthi kuZimbabwe hansi there is 90% unemployment. However, several different outlets, us included, have reported ukuthi there's 30,000 graduates that graduate annually. So what I'm trying to understand, Natsum Chirongwa, is all these graduates that come in and out, I'm out, in, out, 30,000 ontanga, how many of these people, one, are actually getting employment, if 90% of the country is unemployed? Njalo, how many of those people have learned how to use the skills that they've attained to create a source of employment? I'm actually going to give you guys a couple of examples of the people that are doing that. What I want to hear from you, ontanga, uti aiwa, imi mrujwana ose, muno garam chipinda mchirongwa, ngobunengi benu, muchitu uza okuti aiwa, Big Mike ndakapedza kuchikoro, ndika wana o degree, asi ya mabasa, hakuna, wangwawaru chema chema, aiwa, ndakutuita, zukutengesa airtime, ndakutuita, zukutengesa matimati pamsika. Saka, nifunu uzwa gini, ontanga, ikakhulukazi laba who are vendors and so forth and so forth, who have graduated abaqedile imfundo zabo, ukuthi njengoba selitholile ulwazi lolu, what exactly do you have plans for today? So ontanga, back to the topic the top topic of the day, schools opening. Earlier on, I touched on the fact with Amalunga, our Inhlanganiso, our Atuz, Njalo, the members of PTUZ, all of them, they took to the streets, lamhlanje, and ending labo showed dissatisfaction with what is going on. What I'm trying to understand, Ontanga, is what exactly was going on. We have a press conference, Eabo, that is going to be showing Uguti what exactly came out of their meeting. Kodwa, please, Ontanga, ngenani kuhlelo, tell us what you think about the schools opening. Tell us what you think about the education system. Tell us what you think about the unemployment in Zimbabwe. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. Pinda mchirongwa, ngenani kuhlelo, sikokle, ngobunengi be tu. Hey, Mr. Producer Man, azishe. Bona ngane, hai, guya shupa. So, Ontanga, please, ngenani kuhlelo, lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi +1 202 619 2077 is the number to join if you're looking to join in today's topic. Now to the top story of the day, R2s and PTUZ. Those are the people who seem to be dominating the news, lamhlanje. So we figured, let's get that out of the way. Give you guys an update. Ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani eZimbabwe. Ontanga, hi. Pinda mchirongwa, +1 202 619 2077 is the number. Konga, ofisa ungena kuhlelo. Kodwa, before we go further, let me show you guys what exactly happened, lamhlanje. Where PTUZ and R2s held a joint press conference where they were tackling exactly the problems that they're facing as teachers, and they're discussing further what they have planned in action. Let's take a look.
Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
What was supposed to be a dialogue in the forum, what was supposed to be a negotiating forum, but it turned out to be a rally. And after them failing to reach an agreement, it's a rally, they said that this is the case. They are running away from the workers, and how are they running away from the workers? They are convening an illegal meeting, and the illegal meeting is constituted under the defunct and unlawful National Joint Negotiating Council. We want to put it clear that Section 65 of the Constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe provides for collective bargaining as opposed to collective bargaining. Now, this is a fundamental right for the working class. This is a fundamental right for the citizens of Zimbabwe. Now, the government is going back to 1997 to use the Special Instrument 141 of 1997, Public Service Joint Negotiating Council Regulation, which is now ultra-vires to Section 65 of the Constitution. Now, as the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Athens Council. We have rejected the NJNC with the contempt of those two bodies, he said. They don't represent the interests of the workers, and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their board of discussion.
Amalunga awenhlanganiso R2s njalo iPTZUZ vese vari kuti aiwa hatisi kudzokera kuzvikoro. However, just as a side note, zikhona izinyi izikolo ezivuliwe lamhlanje. Sibone abanye ireporter yethu Arthur Chigoriwa yena lamhlanje usitshele vele ukuthi ngale eMarsh West zikhona ezinye izikolo ezivuliweyo. Omunye njalo ureporter wethu anonzi Anastasia Ndlovu nayo areporter achiti udzawo kuti aiwa zvikoro zvavhurwawo kuvulawayo. Tanzwawo zvekare kuna Thomas Chiripasi vachiudzawo zvekare kuti aiwa kuHarare zvikoro zvavhurwa. Saka aiwa musatye, hanzi varairidzi vamwewo vari kuprotesta, asi zvikoro zvavhurwa zvechokwadi. So let's take a look ukuthi abantu vatsini lapha kukhasi lethu ele Facebook. sivona uShupikai Mujagachi uti eita skipani pra Shupikai Wisdom Gunduza uti hi Studio 7, hello Gunduza unjani. Cleopas arukuti ndakatera zvangu ndiri pa Zungula apa pa Zambia muri banji Mr. Cleopas, I hope you are well. Ontanga pindai mchirongwa +12026192077. So, Ontanga, let's move forward. Earlier on, I told you, Uti, Sikangluba Lomlumzana, Uzenzo Nyonu, who's going to be talking to me about a tertiary education system in Zimbabwe. Lapo, we're going to be focusing on the graduates that are cranked out in Zimbabwe. Earlier on, I mentioned, Uti, there is 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe. What are there? 30,000 graduates that are cranked out. That means there are 30,000 abantu who see themselves as, amongst them are IT people, marketers, teachers, doctors, and so forth and so forth. The list goes on and on. However, eneng labo baya kalala, anzai wa, tapeza wata wana degree redo, hakuna mabasa ku Zimbabwe. Saka chanduda unzwa kwa muri is, are you guys looking for an alternative means to create a source of employment? So let me give you an example. If you're someone agapedzao, agawana oma skills ake, agapedza degree rake re IT, are you using the knowledge you attained from your degree to create a source of means? Are you going out there being a consultant? Are you going out there creating platforms and apps for people to use? Are you using your skills to create a source of income? So, masambe ni guye umnumzana uzenzo nyoni, siyezo ugunengi. Mnumzana nyoni ngea kwa mgeenda kushelo puto.
Inya po nga puto mai, kwenye nba.
Haa, nyapila. Nangu 2019 sesfigile puto.
I see a model of Upira, so I don't look under the hardship of the situation in the country. But I, Upira, I won't.
So, Mnumzana, I've seen two tables of good win in Lamsha and Jeprazenzo. Earlier on, I mentioned Uti, there is 90% unemployed youth in Zimbabwe. Not just youth, but unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is at an all time high, it's at 90%. Njalo, there's 30,000 graduates that are cranked out of the tertiary education system annually.
Yes.
So now, Mnumzana, what exactly is going on? Because we have 30,000 qualified individuals, but we have a 90% unemployment rate. When these people are going through the tertiary education system, what exactly is their game plan?
My brother, Mike, the situation in the country, as I told you last time, that we are facing the hardships, not only the students, but the particular Amayuth Wonke are facing the same challenge. But we cannot say, Amayuth Madangai Eskolwene or cannot go to university or colleges. The situation, yes, is bad, but the part of it is that most of the youth who are the graduates, as we speak, are the fuel sellers, are the vendors, and some of them are the ones that are trying to maybe to lift our country, maybe in some of other cases. But so far, so good, in Bulawayo, we don't have that much complaint with the school, abandon our high school. It's called as if to be. Ama universities are bullied. Ama colleges are bullied. The situation in the country is not all about the education sector. The situation is in the country is about the unemployment rate that is still going down each and every time, each and every day. Most of those youth who are the graduates, who can maybe lift our country with that scheme. But those are the same youth today, South Africa, particularly a situation in Bulawayo. So each and every year in us, Bulama graduates, I see more than maybe 200 every year, not every after 3 years or 4 years. Every year in us, graduates. More than 200 AMA students. And those some students, after graduation, our 7Z Edison, those are the students who are taller SSL quality, and AMA assessments outside the country, SR7s outside the country. I believe in Zimbabwe as a country, the upgrade AMA youth would have to Tugisa AMA AMAZU, which to us as AMA youth is a serious challenge because the skills that we are bringing from the colleges and from our universities.
Yep.
Those skills, I mean, you want to create an employment within our areas, within our communities, and within our country.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of the situation in the country that is training each and every day, our youth are going to South Africa, Botswana, and overseas, just Macarena Pastors. So it's a serious challenge for us as young people. And that sector, I think, it will not end and will not stop because the situation is still going down each and every day in the country.
What are you doing? There's 3,000 students that graduate every year.
Yeah.
And it's even regardless of laba bayi 200 abahamba emazweni achiyeneyo, the rest of them, ikakhulukazi laba abasalayo besithi okay, sesidinga eminye imisebenzi, we're now using ama alternative means of creating a source of income. Abanye sebetengisa izwitsi, amatimati lokunye okuchiyeneyo emgqaqweni. Are these people or are these youths considering alternative means to create a source of income? Nishilo, I gave an example. Let's say, for example, I went through college and I studied IT. When I finished my degree, are they considering, okay, fine, without having to find a job where I'm sitting in an office and I'm an IT expert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I can be a consultant where I can sell ideas, where I can sell platforms, where I can sell, isn't there a channel that I can use ulwazi lwami to create?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Bramai. Yes. What I can say now is so up to a government. Does the government offer our youth money to start their project or to start their business? Because even a youth who is a graduate or IT graduate or whatsoever cannot start any project, cannot start anything without having a capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the situation in the country, the government is failing just to source funds for our salaries, for our civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
And then how can the same government manage to source funds for in our process for the youth and then to start their initiative? Then it's a serious challenge. Yes, skills are there, and all youth are trying by all means to create employment on their own with their skills. But the situation is that they don't have the capital to start those particular projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious challenge. The challenge here is on the resources, not on skills. Yes, we do have skills. Yes, they've got skills, and they've got plans, and they've got good project proposals, and they've got good concepts. You know, but the situation and the challenge is coming west, and it comes from that there is no capital that they can get from maybe Zimbabwe Youth Council or from the government loan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So now that challenge, I think it affects every youth that is for the skill, maybe to come up with something or initiative that can help themselves or as a, maybe a society or as a project or as a, let's say, as a project or as a society. Because everything will need a capital. At the end of the day, the government don't have that capital.
Gulo Sefas Ngwanya Uti, the situation in our country of as of late to us when we complete our study duties, we now end up losing hope in education because it's now what seems as though we're doing professionals what to be MCs. Oh, okay. Ngibona ngani umnumzana lapha uzama ukuthi sebelahlile ithemba ngemfundo ngenxa yokuthi akusela imisebenzi. Eningi labo they now have ama graduate ama papers that show ukuthi hayi uqedile ukufunda but ukuphumelela emfundweni yebo kodwa imisebenzi ayisiko. Uyamkhuthaza nawo umnumzana lo?
I think I once said that before, put Mike, in the last interview. But at the end of the day, most of the youth, I think I suppose education is just a useless thing, an instrument. Because at the end of the day, yes, was a hammer is phone. Then what? What will come after that? And at the end of the day, you find out is a better person because he's more productive than you. Okambe was spent about 5 years to say university.
Kodwa umnumzane awungitsheleke
Zendo,
tell me something. Bakhona abasakhulayo who are doing izimanga eZimbabwe, who are doing surprisingly, really exceptionally well, without government assistance. I'll give you examples, some that are even based in Zimbabwe. Kulo munyu ongisakhulayo igama lakhe ngugugulwethu Siso, we featured here on our youth program, who recently started a company named Tumeza, whereby she's using our initiatives. She created a platform where other youths who have imoto can transport ama goods abanye abantu. So let's say mina ngilombheda that I need moved from a store to my house. Yena uGuguletho has provided a platform where some youths that have a truck can come and move Umpedam to my house and be paid for that. Are those not a means of using your knowledge to create a source of employment?
Thank you, but Mike. Like I said it before, what youth can have a capital, mm-hmm. maybe to come up with a project or maybe a cooperative, but everything starts from a capital. You mm-hmm. cannot start a business without capital. In order to have a car that will ferry that bed to a certain place, you need a car, you need a fuel, which mm-hmm. is the capital that's supposed to be set in place. So maybe it's trying and maybe after you tried it, you saw you to it's helpful. But in that particular try, whatever the source of the income, maybe whatever the support or a sponsor from someone, and not everyone has got a sponsor, not everyone has got in AMA resources.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we need AMA resources, we need the capital from whosoever to assist the youth to start their project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a serious challenge.
Okay.
Everything starts from capital, but Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can have good initiatives, we can have maybe good concepts or not, but as long as we don't have financial in hand or resources in hand, then we are nothing as well.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa. Uyakhuluma na isishona Zenzo?
Yes.
All right. Ngatimbotaurai kane rurimi rwechishona. Tikuonawo vechidiki vakawanda kuZimbabwe vari kuchema vachiti aiwa, isu takapedza madegree edu asi mabasa hakuna. Ini chandoda kunzwisisa ndechekuti pavakawana knowledge ikoko kuvachienda kuchikoro kucollege uko, are they not able to use knowledge yavakawanawo kuti vave self-employed, vazvitsvagirawo mari nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana?
From that is that government, you know, buy my youth, especially when it comes to resources, because my youth was attending a business, zvizese kuti zvichangwe unofanira kuti kuve nemari chero chii chidiki chinofanira kuti kuite nemari. And then my youth, tikati my youth ane zvipo zvakati siyanei zvinogona kuti zvivabetsere paupenyu hwavo, but kana kusina starter capital, then inini pachangu ndikuona kuti vanenge vachitambisa nguva dzavo, because chinodiwa panapa tine mayouth akati wandi akabva kumayunivhesiti matechara and then macolleges vane zvipo zvavo vamwe tingati maartisan, but kuti vatange mabasa avo emaoko kuti vaite maybe welding or vaite makabhoti metal cabhoti nenini nechiti, vanenge vachida mari inenzi icapital kuti vatange mabasa avo. So government is supposed kuti ibatsere mayouth ipinde ipapo, and then even maorganization kuti vaconsulte maorganization kuti avabetsere necapital, and then izvozvo zvinoda kuti veve negood concept note yakanyorwa, good project proposal yakanyorwa maybe ine maexcess kuti vaone kuti hai basa richaitiwa panapa rinenge riri basa riri nani ringagona kubatsira mayouth. So capital I think is effector ekumayouth akatisiyanei, zvidzidzo zvakadzidza but capital yacho hatina.
Handiri kunzwai asi vanyoni. Not so long ago, a couple of months back, we heard umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa vachinyatsoti aiwa isusu kuno kunyika tudauti imi vechidiki, you teach yourself how to become self-employed so that we create millionaires who can further employ abanye abasakhulayo. Is that not practical? Is he being unfair by suggesting something like that? Ngibona ngani usesimlahle lunyoni kodwa sizamudinga aze angene kuhlelo. Aiwa, muri kumunzwawo vanyoni vari kunyatsotsanangura vari kuti aiwa, vanyoni vari kutsanangura aiwa, vari kuti hurumende inofanira kuprovida mari so that these youths can create employment for themselves and you attain or use the knowledge that they've attained ecollegini to create a source of employment. Aiwa, handei kune mapeji edu tuono kuti Hanzi Chine vanhu. Tawanda Mzembe aruti from Cape Town. Tawanda arikuona nesu ariko Cape Town. Tawanda, tino gamchira mchirongwa. Gabriel Paradzai, vaisa number. Hanzi Gabriel watching you from Chipinge. Tino gamchira mchirongwa wa Paradzai. Richo Mkwanda aruti Zanu PF ngaive. Ha, aneta ne hurumende iripo. Pedi makava, ati madiko. Zuru famba ere mkoma pedi. panashe tapfuma bvati ha zanu maraf zvinenge vanhu zvavanenge vaneta nehurumende iripo pedi mhaka kubva atoisa nenhamba yake hanzi ndifonereiko kova mhaka zvamakuisa foni yekuzimbabwe asi muri kuti muri kumidran kusouth africa ndeipiko iyi panashe tapfuma bvati imbofonai tikuudzei marwadziwa atinawo isu ha aiwa tichakutsvagai mukoma tapfuma tinotenda zvikuru nevari kunyora macomments please genani kuhlero pindai muchirongwa handei kupeji yedu yestudio 7 tionawo kuti vari kuti chiiko hanzi nashupikai eita skipani shupikai ndambokumoresaiwo sefas bvaatiudzawo hanzi ndiripo ndiri kunzwai ndiri pabatebridge zvokufamba here ndionawo bhuta wamungu uyu hanzi zininga simba rashe evans ari kuti ola skipani autsam ngakumbula iza sefas bvaadzoka bvati the situation in our country is of late hanzi when we okay hanzi when we complete our school duties we lose hope because hanzi tinenge taona dzidzo dzedu but mabasa hakuna hanzi kuti uzviite project inoda mari for initial cost so there is nowhere where I can get money iyoyo so zvoda kuti uwane loan or kumbopindawo pabasa asi mukoma pamunenge muchitengesa kapamusika murundudzawo kuti mari hamukwanisi kusevha here kana kuti mari yacho ishomanene pindai muchirongwa mundudzowo lisichele albert hanzi ndiri pakzn apo skipan put albert hanzi government yedu hanzi marengenyena how do you expect vanhu vakaita sachiwenga kuti vasupporte education hanzi mugabe was far much better mukanzwawo vechidiki vachichema-chema hanzi vamugabe ngavadzoke aiwa zvinotyisa izvo plus one ontanga plus 1202617 ilo ludava olusegudwini pindai muchirongwa ndiyo nhamba yekutifonera kodwa ngiyezwa kuti ugest wetu umuhlonitsho wetu uzenzo nyoni is back nyoni ukona there we go. Good thing you're back. So, ending laba sakula yolapa kuhlelo. I'm reading ama comments abo bayakhalala but hayi into yokuqala uhulumende okhona abamthembi babona ngani uhulumende okhona doesn't put much importance or emphasis on isifundo eZimbabwe. Uyavumelana lombono wabo na?
Some parrot on that one, but Mike. Because how can a government, like I said in the last interview, that a government has to source whatever material for the education sector. In order for the education sector to progress well, a government has to put more material on that. Moreover, even like what I said last time was, when we look at the education sector, especially Amatita, in order for Umtuana, or what you have a less fund or maybe a passerate, a condelay. Uteacher women are funded happy as well as in salary can sustain him or her. But with the situation in the country, you find out that our teachers have a very less salary, which can cause the teacher to have an interest to be even in the class or to be at work. Well, but because of that, also our teachers are doing on a whole job. And then the same government again is denying that access to them. And then at the end of the day, we see as the education net as a flop and the education net are in now because as long as my teacher ever got the interest, then we are not going anywhere. And the Lama students, it's nothing I'm a learner today. So that spirit to go to school or whether university or college. Because as at the end of the day, I can go to university, I can go to college, but at the end of the day, is when you say, Ekaya, in my end, you spend that in university, I should recover that money. But at the end of the day, you don't recover that money because you'll be not at work. You have to say,
for example, ungabhekalana kwele Melika bale iyali Young African Leaders Initiative, where they invite abantu abasakhulayo from different countries, Zimbabwe included, ukuthi babuye la, so that they exercise and make their skills or their trade better. Ukuthi when they go back ekhaya, they make their lives a tad bit better and they improve on indlela abathuthukisayo ngayo I business labo. Are you saying ukuthi izinhlelo ezinjalo azikho eZimbabwe?
Right, your line was there, but a little bit I caught you see. A lot of can say, yes, I know about EAD. In Zimbabwe, yes, we have got some institutions here and there. It's not even one of the young ladies are here and there, just but not much. Those institutions are a bit one of them. And they as for me, what is the name of the Ama activities are going to conscientize Ama youth or to what is the name has Ama youth here and there. Because the things don't find it, I think, you know, what is it on sometimes but anyway, besides that, we cannot rely on mama institutions and the organizations at on a pandemic. I think we have to have our own baby who look after us. That our own baby is our government. Into yonke with marriage, it falls under government's hands. Like I said, this is not a trusted government. A government come under for a government come carry the same. We cannot rely on a government which has failed before. So of which we still got the challenge because this government is still the same. I don't want to tell you it. And the running organization, the education organization, I conquer with our teachers. To put the amateurs down because M17 is a Suslam leader, but here on top of one of them, I am at the school at the same time. In order for Umtuan to have a motor hotel, who made a better school, in order for Umtuan to have an engineer, everything is better to make a better school. So, amateurs are very important people in our life. So, Umtuan Karachi.
So I'm hammering back on Inhlelo ezikhona eZimbabwe yabo Boost Fellowship and more. Abontanga bona, are they actually exploring these fellowships or are they just so tired ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe to the extent ukuthi sebecabanga ukuthi hayi mina I give up.
Like I said my brother last time, what everyone has given up. Akusena muntu ole hope they say into ekhona eZimbabwe. Every young person has given up. Wonga ama youth gasa tembi a government or whatever initiative that comes from the government. And then the same government, if you look at in the education sector, or those that's not in a financial, then you beam a abantu on a school, and you find out abantu on a mower bed. Only abantu on a certain postal party, and so which all those people.
That's not true. Bakhona abasakhulayo who are doing things who are not linked to any political party.
Yes, but not much. If every young person now in Zimbabwe, I would like to you, Mr. Mike, every young person in Zimbabwe that are joining ZANU-PF just because they want to benefit. As long as you're not a ZANU-PF person, you don't benefit anything. So now that's a serious challenge. And some are joining ZANU-PF just because they just want to benefit. They are not joining ZANU-PF just because the love is ZANU-PF, but just because they want to benefit.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke wothi ngikubambe ecingweni sibone ukuthi abantu bathini lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu umsakangwane bebatheritiri po pavio eshona pavio endebele uyezwe pavio studio 7. So let's go to our comments and see ukuthi nina nithini ngodabula esegudwini namhlanje. Tukona Hanzi na Caleb Chirara. Hanzi, what's the benefit of this conversation? Aiwa, well, Chirara, I'm trying to understand and I'm trying to create a dialogue between me and you about the context of the conversation, about the conversation at hand. I'm trying to understand, all right, 30,000, like I said, that are cranked out annually. Zimbabwe, I want a degree where I'm qualified enough to get a formal job in the formal sector. Not going to take some veggie, nema sweets, nema chichi. I'm trying to understand, is there a way that people can actually go about creating a source of self-employment? So if there's something to learn, I'm looking to forward, not just for me to learn, because mina ngkhona sonke, we don't stop learning. However, for other people to learn, if there are hints and tips to be caught, that's what I'm looking forward to talking about. I also touched on several different people abantu abasakhulayo who are doing big things isimanga eZimbabwe. Ngithinte, I told you all about Ukukuletu Siso, who has a company called Tumeza. Shout out to Ukukuletu. Kule munye umuntu ongisakhulayo igama lakhe ngukhudakwashe Msasiwa, who has a platform that's coming out soon to Send a Lighty. Now this is also another means that and also another way that people are utilizing the knowledge that they attained lapho behamba emakolishini lema university. Babu Msasiwa varu create a platform inengechishanda pa mafona papa banana Google, nana Chichi, where you access the platform and you actually hire someone to do chores for you. So, for example, kuna wanu waka wanda waruk chema chema wanda, aywa guys, kune ma Q F U waka reba. Ha! Unuona muna aninga garapo the whole day, muna hapto neta wanda aywa guys, and zanda wana fuel. Saga, what Kuda did was he created this platform with the idea so you can pay someone a couple of dollars so they can sit in their fuel queue for you. Kana wanu fuel, wakunzira mote yako. So you guys should check it out. It's called Send a Lighty. Follow him on social media and jalo uko na. Omunye njalo, and we actually have a video that illustrates a business like umfana lo. We featured him lapha kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo, igama lakhe nguTafara Makaza. Umfana lo, he launched the first mobile taxi service in Zimbabwe, not in Zimbabwe, but eBulawayo, called Zim Taxi, and he's also the CEO of a company named Fixer. Now, Zim Taxi yona is basically Uber. For those that understand how Uber and Lyft work, lapha eMelika, kwele South Africa, ngamazwe achiyeneyo, it's the same principle whereby you hire a car, someone comes to fetch you, and they deliver you to the exact place. You don't pay them with cash. You use, once again, intolento, guys, yenza izimanga. You pay near phone. So, uTafara, he launched that, njalo iFixer, and therefore, what he did was, yena uyafunda la kwele eMelika, kodwa he used his knowledge that he's attained from university to create a source of employment, not just for himself, but for abanye abasakhulayo. For those that don't know how Zim Taxi works, what is Silly Cheng? He said, take a look. All you do is you go into Google, you invite, the lift comes, and it takes you to your place. For those that are on radio, unfortunately, you didn't get to understand what was going on. All you could hear was, basically, that was a visual illustration of how Zim Taxi works. Ontanga, check it out on Twitter, at Zim Taxi. So, let's go back to Umnumzana Uzenzonyoni, see as Wute Kanti and Utini about all these initiatives there is a corner. Umnumzana Nyoni, what's up?
Yes,
in corner. Yes.
Yes, the line is bad because it's raining. I can't get you clear.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now?
Hello.
Yeah, one now. Ah, bona na line. Bona ngani network ya super lamshanje. But no matter, something as is a simtole. +1202619 is the number to call. Ngenani kuhlelo kanti balaleli alifuni ungena kuhlelo yini. Hanzi na va Solomon Muliwa, hanzi hurumende yedu haina mari yekupa ma youth for now, inongo, hanzi chi, inongo wana yekupa committee ya mamshante, watching you from David. Tambo isa oze kare ma promo ipapo, saka hande ikune ma promo yedu tuwa nukutuvanu, varu kutichipa dande mtande. Saka ngano yukupinda mchirongwa ontanga, lamshanje, tukuzi ya nyayo yeshukoro, nduda uzwa kufa kwa muri kuti, aiwa, pamno penza kushukoro, zaka siyana, murguwa na mabasa, yere, kana msinga mawane mabasa, are you using the knowledge that you attained uko kuchukoro, so that you create a source of self-employment? Tukunzwa, uko, pa page redu hanzi, hanzi na Richard Moyo, tinotenda, chose ni basa guru na mnoita Studio 7, nguva zose, uye nekunzwa pfungwa zevanu mnyika medu, newa rukunze kwenyika, tinoti, mchenge tuwe na mwari, nguva zose, hanzi uye ngatisanga ne, hanzi, ndizwe zozo, munyori tenis vati, ndipo paono wana tu gare pi, achipinda wa mchirongo achitoti, achiri ndiri, wechidiki. Ndugona vanorest pride mjigiwa warikisa namba zao, hanzi, call me, tapiwa chawe tavati ndi chaire hanzi ndiroire runare trinos prince vice au nae hanzi kkkkk ane 53 years arikuseka au zvabotauro wao vama momba varikutionao nesu pachirongwa tinogamuchira muchirongwa ontanga pindai muchirongwa tinzwe kuti ndeipi yamuri kutamba nasi uyezve murubvumirana nezvirutaurwa here na Zenzo Nyoni nyezo kuti silomlaleli ehlelweni. Chirongwa, kola mlaleli, mapinda mchirongwa. Hello?
Hello.
Eh, magadi yenyu baba?
No, fara zangu magadi yu.
Tiripo, mapinda kamchirongwa cheve chidiki.
ndechewe chidiki asini zangu ndiribaba pane padoko doko pandiona panokura dambudziko redu.
Taura yenyu baba.
Dambudziko riko dambudziko redu rinokura pakudai sezvizvi. Handimoona kuti vamunangarwa vakaenda kuzororo. Vaenda kuzororo vakadzoka vachimanya kana ndadzokera dambudziko ramadokta. Asi vasati vaenda vanga vasati dambudziko ravo kuna Chiwenga. Raiti vadzoka havana kuya vakataura namadokta vakazotura mukadzi wavo akaisona sokuti vototora gwara ramugabero kuti mukadzi wake iye anga akunyangadza nyika iye akava mukadzi wake mukadzi wake aizonotaura namadokta ari ani. Hurumende yake ine vanhu vakakwana maminista ese aripo vakakona mabasa here? Saka inini inyaya yakandinetsa yandoda rubatsiro kubva kwavari kero kubva kuna vana Chiwenga kuti gwara ravatora nderipi rokutungamidza mukadzi wouyu kuti ataure namadhokta ivo varipo.
Okay.
Saka ndinokumbira kuti kana vateereri vakateerera vachimbobatawo nhauyi kuti takuenda kupi takudzokera zvesure kwatakati Giresa akaauraya nyika Giresa auraya musangano ndokutodzokerazve.
Aiwa, the next time patotaurawo nemamembers ezanu baba tichavabvunzawo kana vanhu vehurumende tichavabvunzawo kuti aiwa zvamaa kutitumirawo first lady kwakanaka here.
Handinotenda hangu.
Aiwa, balaleli mzwile umnumzana engena kuhlelo. Hai, uyapopota ubaba lo uti hai ngombono wake lokho kwayenziwa kubaba umnangagwa kuthi u-first lady yena usehambo yokhulumisana lamadokotela. Uthi in what capacity is she going to speak to abodokotela? Akwenzi lokho. But aiwa baba, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndatenda.
So ontanga +12026192077 is the number call. Siyalinxusa lonke ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasi thukuzeya nyaya ye education. Ngibona ubaba sengena laye kodwa I understand sometimes abantu bale frustration bafuna uthinta indaba ezinenge ezijeneyo. Ngena lokuhlelo sizwe ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani nxa sesixoxisana nge education eZimbabwe. Aiwa, tukona manhamba ari kunaya zvikuru tichakutsvaga kuti kupinze muchirongwa. Lamhlanje kuhlelo tikuzeya nyaya ye education tanzwa wavo vazenzonyoni vambopinda muchirongwa vakakurukura nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Ivo vari kuti aiwa vanhu vechidiki the biggest issue they are facing is indaba lena money. Uthi uhulumende must provide money for them to be a source of self-employment. Uthi uhulumende must provide imali so that abantu bathole ithuba lokuzithuthukisa njengabantu abasakhulayo. Because nxa kungela mali ukuthi abantu baforme amakampani abo ngezinto ezijeneyo, so I you just be playing with your time uzidlalisa isikhathi. Saka lina lithini ngalokhu, liyavumelana na uzenzonyoni nxa esekhuluma izinto ezinjalo? Aiwa, ontanga, ndiyo nyaya ya tukuzea nasi muchirongwa. Tuono kutubano, warukuti chiko kuma Facebook page edu. Anzi na, hii message ya garebai. Anzi na Sefas, vakuru waka mbosia mabasa, vaduku tombo isao ruzivo redu. Aiwa, nduko nao varukuti aurao. Asi mkoma Sefas, nangomu hurumende varipo vechidiki anana vanhu vakawanda varipo vechidiki varimo muhurumende yava munangagwa. Saka what exactly do you mean pamunoti vakuru vasiye muri kutaura nezvamutungamiriri wenyika here kana kungoti chiiko? Nekuti nangoumwa kambani tokuona vechidiki vaakupindawo pane zvigaro these important seats. Vechidiki vari kupindawo, tokuonawo kune makambani akafana. Like for example, I'll give you a perfect example actually that just came to my mind and thank you so much, I'm so glad. Kulo mnumzana uSimba Mubvuma, yena he's been featured in Ford 30 under 30 bakhona. He's not the only Zimbabwean that has been featured there. So kusho ukuthi abontanga bakhona abayenza izimanga abayizalane zeZimbabwe. Saka pamunenge muchiti aiwa vakuru ngavasiye mabasa, are you referring to President Chete here? Or are you talking about different industries? Hilo utaba oluse kudwini lamhlanje ontanga. Lina lithini ngalokhu? Sibona uEvans ukhona awu kanti Evans awusafuni lokushiya uhlelo. Tinokugamuchira tinokugamuchira muchirongwa, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Sibona eningi labantu vakhona lami. Hanzi na Cleopas ndakatirira zvangu ndiri paZungula paapa paZambia ndamboiverenga iyi. So ontanga litsini ngodaba olusekudwini. 10 minutes sele kuhlelo. Hai ngibona ngani abantu namhlanje liyangena yini ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. But ontanga, you all know ukuthi unfortunately it's the last 10 minutes of the show, sesifike kuzinga laphaya where we use the opportunity within our show uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo to appreciate Zimbabwean artists. So nasi mchurongwa, today in our musical segment, in our last 10 minutes of our show, we want to use this opportunity to appreciate the artists that we have in Zimbabwe. Nasi mchurongwa, we are profiling a young producer, a young artist. He goes by the name of Mr. Camera, a.k.a. Grammy Cam. He calls, side note, for those that don't know, he calls himself Grammy Cam because he believes he's the first Zimbabwean artist or Zimbabwean producer that's going to win a Grammy Award. I'm excited to see that happen. Grammy Cam has taken Zimbabwean culture to the world. Literally. He's worked with the likes of Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with the likes of Mr. Easy. For those that don't know who Mr. Easy is, he's a Billboard charting artist. Mr. Easy, and in Zio, Zino Netsa, Kwese Kwese, from north through to east, south to west of the world. Ndiyaka imbawo nzienon's bad man from Zimbabwe. Ah, Ndiyaka Netsa, Ndiyaka Netsa, Zichokwadi, and it was produced by Grammy Cam. Grammy Cam has worked with the likes, like I said, Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with Boosie from South Africa. He's worked with Brian K from Zimbabwe. And he's cranked out his own hits. So, Ontanga, let me show you guys. Let me give you guys a taste of what Grammy Cam does. Today, we Netflix and chill. Take a look, Ontanga, Azishe producer.
You know, Mr. Camera, I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet sweetings. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet sweetings. I'ma switch on the TV. Put your favorite movie, Modern Family series, yeah. Netflix and chill, yeah. Netflix and chill. Yeah, girl, Netflix and chill. Come on. Yeah, Netflix and chill. Come on. Yeah, Netflix and chill.
Fuck one up, got a taste. Baby, come over. Fuck one up, spot my taste. Baby, come over. Shut down, but that I taste. Baby, come over. Shut down, but that I taste. Baby, come over.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good loving. I want to give you some loving. I want to give you some good, good loving. Netflix and chill. Yeah. Baby, Netflix and chill. Come on. Yeah.
Baby, how you do that? Once I get it, I never lose that. And I'm just tryna give you a new jack. Catch me, just tryna bring your groove back. Tell her she like it orange and the new black. Not still listening to the new tracks, but don't know the words. Headphones like blah blah blah. Looking at her like my mama.
Also, when I come, Netflix and chill. Those with a naughty mind, you might want to reflex yourself. He's talking about Utando. Uti izan tombazan uzo ploma lam. Come, let's spend time together. Let's Netflix and chill. Sibuke labo Modern Family. Ngukutenge lezi wisi. Uti gamnandi. Let me show you some good, good loving. Also, when I Grammy Cam. Shout out to Grammy Cam for giving us the video. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us profile him. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us playing his music. Lapa uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. So Ontanga, sikusele 7 minutes wathi ngithatha umlaleli wethu wokugcina sikhulumisane. Mthereri mlaleli, khola. Hello.
Hello, Makadie.
Hayi, wathi lipho Makadie?
Ndinetwa Emmanuel Nesimzunguko.
Mkoma Emmanuel, uri kufamba?
Hapana chiri kumbofamba vedwe.
Taurai
namo kwa namo, sori kwa sori chai. dava mabasa takadzidzira tikaenda kuzvikoro tikatambisa mari dzedu vabereki vakarasha mari dzedu pamwe divi vakatotenga mazepe bhosi nguva yatakaenda kuchikoro yanga iri nguva yemazepnex saka pari zvino hapana zvazviri kushanda bhosi chikoro chachona tangova kungoita zvekurima kurima kwachona hakusi kubhadhara vanhu vakarima vakaendesa mbeu dzavo kunana GMB havana kupiwa dzimari mabasa achona chatava kuti taakuita ukange uri makanika ukange uri driver ukange uri kana umwe akaitawo zvinhu zvinoenderana needucation chaizvo chaizvo hauchaiti trade yawakaita waakutoenda zviri offside pamwe zvino waakutowanikwa uchitengesa paringi wakasenga mawesi macharger zvese saka government yakundikana dei vanga vari vamwe vanhu vangoti aiwa mukomana akahwina chitanda chake ichi but maizva akunyadzisa moziva kuti kana uri baba pavanhu ukaita zvimwe zvinenge zviri zvinoratidza kuti aiwa baba varatidza kuti hazvichaiti hazvandachida kutaura hangu hazvikwanisi ndizvitaura saka kuti vana vati baba vadai so unowakana mai chaiva ndotaura kuti ini tinotaurwa izvozvo zvamuri kutaura izvozvo kureva kuti havakundikana vadei vange vari vamwe vasiyana nazvo vangozvigarira pasi vangoti takuenda mumapurazi aya takatorera vanhu aya vonogara vonyarara totadza kana kutozombohwa mazita avo kana kuhwane zvavo vachamisa voita basa
saka ndiudzeiwo baba muri kundiudzawo kuti hakuna kana dzimwewo nzira dzekuita mari kuzimbabwe
hapana nzira dzatinokwanisa kuti tiite mari ipapa unogona kutowanikwa munhu anenge akaita rimwe basa handiri kosi yake mukosi yaunenge wakaita wakuwanikwa pamwe wakuita zveagriculture hazvisizvo zvawakaita wakuwanikwa pakosi yawakaita iwanga uchiita pamwe zveengineering wakuwanikwa uchibika macream donuts kana masamusa chaiwo kureva kuti zvinhu zvavakuitisana simbi neflower zvadifferent zvinhu zvinotoenda maparallel lines iwayo kuti zvimwe zvezvinda zvakadai zvimwe zvakadai saka kureva kuti government haina zvairi kutombotikwanisa vakavimbisa mabasa akawanda ma10,000 but hapana kana basa rimwe chete ratiri kutombowana
imi pamakaenda kuchikoro makadzidza chii
indakaita mota mechanics
inda makatodzidza saka ndambotaurawo nazenzonyoni uyo amboti hanzi mukatarika kuzimbabwe kunastuko hanzi at least 200 graduates vanomhanya vachienda kumanyika akasiyana siyana kunana South Africa kunana Botswana imi musemuwo wechidiki have you considered something like that
ndakatomboindawo kunze kwenyika but you find kuti kunze kwenyika kuya kuya vane zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanotarisira especially mapepers ekuti unge uchikwanisa kugaramo unogara wakacheswa nemapurisa mari dzachona dzekuti ukwanise kureiza kana ingave 10,000 pula kana 10,000 rand kuti uireize ukwanise kupiwa madhokumendi avanoda avanoaccepta munyika mavo ka unenge usina pekutangira saka unogara uchingotenderera uchingoshayiwa kana zvekuita
saka ndiudzeiwo baba mukatarisa vechidiki kuzimbabwe kunewo vechidiki vane mota
variko vane mota vazhinji vachona vari kuwana motikari nechikorokoza but zvinhu zvachona unonyatsoona kuti hazvina line bhosi ukatarisa iye zvino vanhu vari kurima mumakomo umwe ari kunochera musaidhi megwizi umwe mugwizi machona saka hapachina zvazvichabatsira bhozi nzizi dzavharika makomo miti kana tichiwana kuimvura yerelief rainfall takuwana convection akureva kuti mvura yatojamba nzvimbo idzodzo yakuchina kana miti inokwanisa kudzivirira mvura iya kuti inge ichimira mhepo yangoningaikira saka zvichina chazvimonita izvozvo zvese
aiwa ndaanchibvunza nezvemota nokuti ndambotaurawo pachirongwa ndichiti aiwa pane vamwewo vane makambani akafanana nanatumeza nanazimtaxi we kana une mota yako unongouyawo nemota yako ungovawo mutyairiri unenge wava kuita basa rekungodrivadrive vanhu oitawo kamari kako nemaonderoing harisi basa here iroro
ibasa but ani muri kuhwa matichers ari kuchema nenyaya yemari unosvika unopiwa $150 haina zvainotenga zvakangofanana nokuti garakumba
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma imenyuwo thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa baba
tinotenda kuti mandipinzawo muchirongwa hakusiko zvako kutanga asi ndinovimba kuti tikaramba tichingobatana tichingodara
aiwa ndizvo izvozvo baba chirongwa ndechenyu
Tinotenda, aiwa tinotenda.
Ontanga limzile umnumzana uimanyo esikuti hai kunzima eZimbabwe imisebenzi akula. Ushilo wathi yena ufundile ngempela, he did mechanical engineering. Kodwa uthi hayi ngaqeda sengiqedile ngathi ngabamba iphepha ngathi kanti umsebenzi wathi hayi mina dololo angikho. Ontanga isikhathi 2 sesiyaphela, sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo. Zimbabwe omuhle, thank you so much waphinda mtshirongwa tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa Zimbabwe omuhle, ngatisangane same time same place nemsochipiri next week ngizabe ngikhona. Igama lami nguMike Hove, Zimbabwe omuhle, I love you all, good night.